WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. A veteran's job fair will be held next month in Bellevue, Nebraska, to help former military service members find work. The fair comes from the efforts of the Nebraska Department of Labor, Iowa Workforce Development, and the Airmen and Family Readiness Center. The job fair will be held September 15th in the Lead Activity Center in Bellevue. Participating employers include Nebraska Med Center, Overlook Systems Technologies, ConAgra Foods, NEI Global Relocation, Mutual of Omaha, and more than a dozen others. Employers interested in participating may contact Harvey Hudson at area code 402-595-3154. I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 9:01.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
Family members of a finalist for a top Iowa Air National Guard post contributed nearly $56,000 to the campaign of Governor Terry Branstad last year. Appointed by Governor Branstad, Derek Hill is administrator of the Iowa Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He's one of three finalists to become Deputy Adjutant General of the Iowa Air National Guard. Hill's wife donated nearly $6,400 and his mother-in-law donated $50,000 to the Branstad campaign. Branstad spokesman Tim Albrecht said donations by an individual or a family member should not disqualify someone from serving the state. No state laws bar such contributions. Public records didn't list any political contributions from Hill to Branstad. Three presidential candidates appeared at a Central Iowa fundraiser over the weekend on Saturday night to rally Republicans and blast President Obama. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Over 400 Polk County Republicans gathered for the event, which featured Texas Congressman Ron Paul, Texas Governor Rick Perry, and Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, all declared candidates for the GOP's presidential nomination. Perry said President Obama had worsened the nation's economy by pursuing trickle-down bureaucracy.
Here in Iowa, you've lost 12,100 jobs since President Obama's stimulus package was passed. 1 in 8 Iowans are on food stamps. That's a testament to this widespread misery that we're seeing across the country.
Congressman Paul warned economic calamity may be ahead with rioting, similar to what's happened in Europe here. McCotter, the third candidate to speak Saturday night to Polk County Republicans, ridiculed President Obama as the chief D.C. lobbyist for big government. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And Senate Majority Leader Michael Gronstall says he'll once again use the power of his position to block any debate over gay marriage when lawmakers convene next year. Unless the Council Bluffs Democrat changes his mind or is removed from his position, his stand will prevent a statewide vote to ban gay marriage for at least several years. Most Republican legislators want to refer a proposed constitutional amendment to voters, but Gronstall says he thinks public sentiment on gay marriage is shifting. Some Republicans say Gronstall's stand will hurt him in his reelection bid, but the Senate president says he's not worried. Bob Vanderplaats, head of the conservative group The Family Leader, said defeating Gronstall in the next election will be a top priority for his organization. Iowa City-based ACT has released a research report it says will help workforce agencies find workers who have the skills available for the needed for the available jobs. ACT Vice President for Business Development Paul Siana says it's a growing concern in the current economy where jobs are available but the right employees are not.
We're beginning to hear the term skills gap used in a variety of ways, and one of the intentions of this report is basically to produce a simple definition for the term skills gap, and that's the difference between the skills needed for a job versus those possessed by a prospective worker.
ACT is known for its exam that tests college readiness of students. Siena says they used their experience to help define the skills gap.
In many cases, employers have an idea of what the skills are, but ACT, for the past few decades, we've done quite a bit of extensive research where we can go in and do an in-depth task analysis and pretty much tell you what the knowledge, skills, and abilities are required for that position, as well as the skill levels. And so in some cases, yes, employers do know, but in other cases, it's just kind of a gut feeling on their part.
He says they found many potential workers are lacking some of the key skills which are needed.
We found that for manufacturing, healthcare, construction, and energy-related jobs. These are jobs that require either middle or high level of education. The majority of the U.S. examinees that we looked at are not able to demonstrate the required skill level for something called locating information. And that's a skill that involves the ability to locate and synthesize and use information from workplace graphics. It's things like charts, graphs, tables, forms, diagrams, floor plans, instrument gauges, those sorts of things.
Siena says they've found that a good educational track record may not be enough to meet the requirements of some jobs.
The research that we looked at actually shows that an individual's education completion level may not in and of itself reflect the skills that are required for the occupation. And that's even in cases where they have the education that's required for that occupation. So it's one of the things that employers will begin to look at is not only what's the knowledge an applicant has, but what are the skills and abilities that someone has, and that's both cognitive skills as well as things like soft skills, behavioral skills, those sorts of things.
And you can see that report for yourself on the web at www.act.org. Elsewhere in the news, police in Lenox reported an arrest last night. At around 11:15 p.m., Lenox police officers observed a vehicle traveling on West Temple Street at a high rate of speed. The vehicle then squealed its tires in front of a house at that location. The officer stopped the vehicle and identified the driver as 20-year-old Christopher Romo of Lenox. Romo was found to have allegedly been drinking. He failed sobriety tests and was placed under arrest. Romo was taken to the Taylor County Jail for further testing, and following the testing, he was charged with operating while intoxicated, first offense, careless driving, and possession of alcohol under the legal age. He was released on bond today. Officials of the Cass County Conservation Service say the Conservation Board is holding a Mysterious Monarchs program this Thursday afternoon, September the 1st. The public program will be held at the main campground of the Lake Anita State Park in Anita. During that free 4 p.m. event, you can discover the monarch butterflies before their journey south. Conservation staffers will tag monarchs and show you how to do the same. If you'd like a home tagging kit, you must attend and pre-register for that kit. You can call area code 712-769-2372 to pre-register for your monarch tagging kit, and you do not have to be a registered camper to attend that program. The Iowa State Patrol says a 52-year-old man from Allen, Nebraska, died Sunday after the motorcycle he was driving ran into a guardrail along a road in northwest Iowa's Plymouth County. Patrick Hirschman, who was found in a ditch following the collision, died from his injuries at the Floyd Valley Hospital in Lamars. The accident happened at around 5:40 p.m. Sunday. The patrol says Hirschman was traveling south on Iowa Highway 12 when his 2000 Harley-Davidson cycle went out of control. The report did not indicate if Hirschman was wearing a helmet. Former classmates of an Iowa-born Navy SEAL who was killed earlier this month in Afghanistan are raising money for a memorial at their high school. Julie Wharton of Marble Rock said the Rudd Rockford Marble Rock class of 1995 want to make sure that people don't forget Petty Officer John Tummelson. So the class is raising money to put a memorial around the flagpole at the school. People can purchase bricks that will be used in the memorial and can be engraved. The cost is anywhere from $100 to $200 depending on the size of the brick. And for more details, you can email rsh-1995@yahoo.com. The 35-year-old Tummelson was killed August the 6th when a rocket-propelled grenade disabled a transport helicopter in Afghanistan. The helicopter crashed, killing 30 Americans and 8 Afghans. Taking a look at national news headlines, utility crews scrambled to restore power after Hurricane Irene raked across the eastern seaboard over the weekend. But even with help from thousands of out-of-state repair crews, power companies say it may be days before some people see the lights back on. Hurricane Irene blacked out more than 7.4 million homes and businesses over the weekend, nearly double the outages from the last hurricane to make landfall in the U.S. Irene smashed power poles, ripped transmission wires, and flooded electrical stations over thousands of square miles as it whipped north from South Carolina to Maine. Nearly 5 million power customers remain in the dark. A 16-year-old girl has been shot to death and five other partygoers wounded at a Southern California birthday celebration. San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokeswoman Jody Miller says that a fight broke out during the Victorville, California house party and guests began moving into the street. Moments later, at around 2:30 a.m. Sunday, a gunman opened fire. Authorities say the gunman has since eluded capture. It's not clear what sparked the violence. The wounded 16-year-old girl was taken to a hospital where she died. A 19-year-old female and four males ages 17, 18, 20, and 30 were hospitalized with non-life-threatening wounds. And stocks were rising this morning on Wall Street after Tropical Storm Irene wound up being less severe than many analysts had anticipated. The storm ripped through the East Coast and caused widespread flooding. As we mentioned, millions were without power. A consulting firm predicted that insured damages would range anywhere from $2 billion to $3 billion, but that's still initially lower than estimated. The New York Stock Exchange and other major U.S. exchanges open for trading as usual today. And right now, the Dow is up about 174 points, S&P 500 up nearly 21, and the NASDAQ is up about 47.5 points. News time is 9:11.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
And in our funeral announcements, 91-year-old Genevieve Hanlos of Manning died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Genevieve Hanlos will be today at 9:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. 63-year-old Robert Schultz of Defiance died Thursday. Burial services for, or rather, a massive Christian burial service for Robert Schultz will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 29-year-old Andrew Andy Shutters of Council Bluffs died Thursday in a car accident. Funeral services for Andy Shutters will be today at 10:30 at the Faith Community Church in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. 94-year-old Gilbert Mueller of Atlantic died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Gilbert Mueller will be held tomorrow at 10:50 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. 94-year-old Herma Wilson of Harlan died Friday. Funeral services for Herma Wilson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Persia Methodist Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 84-year-old Dorothy Johnson of Orient died Friday in Glenwood. Funeral services for Dorothy Johnson will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And 84-year-old Charles Bud Stewart of Panora died Saturday in Keokuk. Funeral services for Bud Stewart will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Our news was brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.